was a conference about artificial intelligence in the architecture, engineering and the construction in Helsinki.
The future in this industry relies on this kind of applications.
They specifically wanted to know how we did it and what were the obstacles. There is no off-the-shelf solution, so you really need to spend some time.
What was your personal highlight during the event?
Another highlight for me was really talking to the industry partners about the interfaces, about their needs, how to use AI to achieve smart buildings.
Reduce the computational time and dealing with huge data. The topic is AI. I don't want to say big words against AI because it can be possible so soon.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum Global Podcast, der Podcast rund um das Thema Bau. Ich bin froh, dass du dabei bist. Los geht's.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge vom Global Podcast. Schön, dass ihr wieder alle dabei seid. Und heute geht es um ein spannendes Thema, und zwar künstliche Intelligenz im Bauwesen. Bei Global ist das natürlich ein ganz großes Thema. Wir haben ja auch vor kurzem unsere oder auch deine digitale Assistenz Mia auf den Markt gebracht. Die kannst du jetzt sowohl über die Webseite als auch über das Statikprogramm ansteuern. Und das ist der erste Schritt in der Bewältigung von Aufgaben in der künstlichen Intelligenz. Also einer der ersten erfolgreichen abgeschlossenen Projekte. Natürlich wird die auch permanent weiterentwickelt. Und was sich sonst noch alles so tut im Bereich der künstlichen Intelligenz, da habe ich unsere zwei Spezialisten dabei, einmal den Michael und einmal den Dogukan. Und da wir das auch international machen, Dogukan, international Mitarbeiter, also aus dem internationalen Raum, werden wir diese Folge heute auch auf Englisch machen. Ja, und deshalb switche ich jetzt auch aufs Englische und sage, hello Dogukan, hello Michael, nice that you are today my guests in my Global Podcast.
Hey, hi Daniel.
Hi Daniel, thanks for inviting.
Perfect. So, as in the introduction already mentioned, today's topic is the artificial intelligence in the construction industry, mainly about the last event you have attended. But before we jump right into it, it would be very good, because maybe some guys don't know you, that you introduce yourself. And I would say, Michael, you do the start, because maybe one of our podcast listeners already know you because you were already one of my guests in my podcast.
Yeah, very happy to do that. So yeah, welcome everyone also from my side, and hello again for those who listened to that, I think it is 2 years ago, podcast. Was very nice. My name is Michael Kraus. I work in Team K together with Dogukan. We develop different AI applications, do research there. And we were lucky to have been able to go to a conference, and I'm really looking forward to this podcast today.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And now let's come to Dogukan.
Yep. Hi, Daniel. And hi, everyone. I'm glad to be here. I'm Dogukan Karataş, and I work for Global Software for 3 years now. I'm also a part of Team K as a team leader. Team K is like the R&D department for Global Software, and we're implementing API, web services, cloud, and AI applications to our program.
Perfect. So, Michael, you have already mentioned the conference you and Dogukan have attended. So maybe you could give me an overview about the event. What was it? The people, the organizer, also the topics. So as a summary, it was a conference about artificial intelligence in the architecture, engineering and the construction in Helsinki.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I've been quite a veteran to that because I was there with the university the last 3 years. And this year I was really happy that we from Global Software also went there and did give a talk. So the AI in AEC, that is organized mainly by Mr. Vesa Järvinen, who is with the AI NS group in Finland. And they're doing the organization of that conference since I think 2020. In the past, they had to do that in an online version, so just joining via Zoom or listening online. And I think this year the really nice thing was that we could gather in Helsinki and exchange ideas, listen to the talks and so forth. So I think you can imagine this conference to be not just a research thing, meaning that just the people from academia are there. No, I think the intention of that conference is really to give the whole spectrum from state-of-the-art research in universities up to people in the offices, in the companies, showing what they do along machine and deep learning, and what is their struggles, what is their, things which worked well. And I think that was the spirit and the idea of that conference, to give a platform for input talks, but also enough room for discussions and so forth. Yeah, I would hand over to Dogokan, and maybe you can share more information or what I forgot to tell.
Yeah, that was a brief description of the conference. Yeah, it's been four times now, this AI in AAC conference. It's mainly organized by Finnish Association of Civil Engineers. And the vibe in the conference was so good because since it's been the fourth time, but I think this is the first time in face-to-face. And there was also some social events like getting together or going to city reception. So we had the chance to get to know people closely from the same industry. And yeah, as you know, the digitalization of the construction industry is one of the hottest topics in our industry now. And it's great to gather all the universities and the biggest players in the industry at the same time. So you can imagine that we can experience the theory and the practice at the same time. And we exchange ideas through this conference. We also present it and chat with other presenters. And I think that was a quite good experiment because, as you know, people feels like the future in this industry relies on this kind of applications. So it was a great opportunity to get to know what others are doing. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I can add so that our audience may also get an impression of the attendees. As I said, so there were, I would say, pretty well-known people in the field, being, for example, from ARUP, UK, with Rob Greig. So he gave one of the first keynotes, and I think it was nice to listen to, the version or vision, not the version, the vision of ARUP towards the implications of what AI means for our industry. Obviously, Rob gave his point of view under the viewpoint of being a consultant, being an architect, being a civil engineer. But still, it was nice the breadth of what they are doing, meaning starting from surrogate modeling, which is also a topic for Global, up to his final slides on diving into the quantum computing world, which I think we will also will see a lot in the future when it comes to this big data AI questions. On the other hand, we had some nice inputs also from Carolina Tortilla with Trimble. She gave some interesting ideas on how she sees AI in the era of retrofit. I think that resonates well with, another challenge which our industry is facing, namely sustainability and even more circularity. And it was impressive to see what Trimble is doing at this end, using data, using AI. Yeah, and I think there was a lot of industries from manufacturing as well. We talked to guys from Canem, a big screen manufacturer, but also Hilti people were there and a lot more. But I think that really underlines that this conference was a good mix of people from academia and from industry.
Mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. So as a summary regarding the audience, the industry were there, also people from the research and development from the academy parts or universities and so on, other organization. So a huge mix of different companies, organizations, pretty cool. And Dugukan, you have already mentioned that we from Global Software had also a presentation about artificial intelligence at Global. Maybe you could tell me there more about that.
Yeah, of course. So we started our presentation with our API and web services technology first, because it's the first key point to go to future implementations of AI, because for AI implementations, we already need huge data sets. So our API technology is the key point to achieve that in the first place. So we started with API, what is API, what is web service, and also we have some cloud technologies too. We presented that, and then we switched to what is possible to achieve with this data. The first project is our assistant, Mia. So we already implemented it, as you know, and we presented our Mia, how it works and how we implemented it. And then we mentioned about our future projects like text model, implementing large language models into the program. Also some optimization tools with machine learning algorithms. And finally, what is the possibilities in the industry? What can be done in the structural analysis software? And it was very interesting for others too, because I would say the attendees are coming mostly from architectural and manufacturer side. So there were no other software companies for structural analysis and design who presented at this conference. So I think that there are two main reasons that people find interesting. One is the our technology with cloud, API, and server, solver as a server. So it means you can take our solver, implement your own workflow, and customize your structural analysis experience. So that means you have a solution, you can implement our solution to yours. So it's like a open endpoint for structural analysis. That was the main reason people were so interested in our projects. And also the second reason that our implementations with large language models, because it makes the user experience so easier and gives some new opportunities to our users. So I would say we were the only one in this area. And that's why people wanted to talk with us, chat with us, hey, how we can use it also. So that was the best part for us, I would say.
Yeah, I totally agree to what you just said, Dugukan. I also saw it that we delivered as a talk was pretty complementary to a lot of the points raised, especially on the first day, from people from the manufacturing and consultancy companies. And I think that's very important that we got this point out, that within Global and our web services, we allow to do a lot of tasks downstream, for example, surrogate modeling, because with the API, you can now synthetically generate a lot of data about your problem and train a surrogate model for later interrogation. That, for example, was presented a lot of times from people from university or the industry like Arup, that they did some like, hey, I have a simulator, I need to figure out how to generate data, afterwards I want to train and deploy my machine learning model. And we made the point, hey, that's on our roadmap. We are going to provide that to a certain extent when it comes to structural analysis. And we had also a nice gathering in the evening with a manufacturer where they were saying like, hey, we were searching for such a thing. Would be cool if you could do that for connections. And I think that's really why we were there. Get in touch with the interested people, give our points of view, and tell what is the pro of using the workflows we are looking into.
Wow, great. So pretty interesting, especially from that point of view that every engineer knows their desktop applications from the, let's say, from the last century. It started with desktop applications, and now the desktop applications became so good that you also can calculate pretty fast, huge structures. And now the whole engineering consultancies, other companies who are doing the drafts, the planning, and also, yeah, the planning, the structure analysis for bigger buildings are also creating their own tools, their own workflows. And therefore, they need also from other software vendors, software companies, kind of interfaces, which we can provide them as web services, API, cloud technologies, and also AI. And therefore, it's very good that you were there. And in order to present the solutions, it's very good that the users can see that they can rely on the solutions we can provide them. And therefore, it's very good that you hold this presentation in order to give them an overview of what is right now possible and what will be also in the future possible. Okay, very cool. So for sure, you have already mentioned it. You were also in touch with a lot of visitors, attendees during the conference. You talked to a lot of people. So what was the feedback from the visitors and maybe also some customers about the presentation you hold? Yeah. And maybe you can also go a little bit deeper into the specific questions they had in common regarding the topic AI in the construction industry.
So the kind of question we received were quite diverse because we presented a whole breadth of topics. Like Dogokan already said, we started with our web services. I think Dogokan can answer to that questions if you want to jump in right now.
I can start if you want. So as Michael said, the questions were very diverse because attendees were coming from different areas, mostly. For example, there was a steel manufacturer who wants to have a solution for his steel joints in the program. The opportunity is that he wants to implement our solution using API and web services, but also we can create some machine learning algorithm to find the best layout of this steel connection. So he said it's a great opportunity for steel manufacturers because that means that they can do some pre-designs to, find the costs or timing or management and so on. So people usually would like to go in this pre-design with AI because, as I said, going for an engineer to do some design, it requires so much time. So mostly architects and manufacturers want some pre-designs to take care of the management. And there was a company from Canada, again, a startup for architects who runs this generative designs for layouts. They want also some create some structural analysis models too. So it's a huge topic for them. And as I said, the most interesting part is that we have integrated our API technology to cloud. So that means you can create your script or create some endpoints with your own solution, and then send the calculation to cloud and they get the results back. So this was the most interesting part. So as you know, in the past, you get some PDFs from an architect. You open your PDFs, you open your structural analysis program and try to model it. But now with this technology, we allow programs to talk with each other. You don't need a human between. Now we can integrate these programs and find the proper solution, the optimum solution. And also, as you know, we had a chat with Hilti. So they're producing steel anchors. Also, they have a software for designing the steel anchors. The question is how we can get the loads and other structural analysis elements from the global model. So that's why they would like to have an interface between our program and theirs. So this was the chat with them. This applies to all the companies, I would say, because if you're a engineering company too, you have some certain workflows of the calculations, and that's why they would like to make an automated workflow and give to their engineers to be sure in the quality. So that's also one of the hottest topics in the conference, I would say.
Yeah. Another kind of questions went in the direction really technical about MIA. So I received several questions from different people. They were also looking into some kind of chatbot over their own data from the company or from the website and so forth. So they specifically wanted to know how we did it and what were the obstacles and all the things. Because my biggest learning from creating MIA was that there is no off-the-shelf solution. So you really need to spend some time on data creation again. But also prompt engineering and the grounding or fine-tuning of that model. So we had different people here, but as you know, we cannot share at this point in time all informations what we do. But to a certain extent, we were able to at least give some hints or directions what we did, what was a big obstacle, and what they may care about. Yeah, another guy posed some questions on pretty technical things like what kind of solvers did you use for the AI training and such things. So we will have a short story with our implementation or the provider of the AI of MIA. Mr. Lubal Senior just agreed on having that so that we can give some specs. And there will be a press release in some weeks from now about some more insights than what we could share up to now. Yeah, and then people were also interested in this generative AI, what we do in terms of solving inverse problems. Inverse problems means that I request some outcomes of an analysis, like a certain amount of cost or minimum weight. And these kind of AIs, they will provide you the feasible designs. For example, for the connections, a user would request, hey, give me the most lightweight and most costly design options. And then this kind of generative neural network would provide you with, okay, you can take this and that connector, and then you should fulfill the requested performances. Yeah, so there were some questions how that could work, what kind of models we used there. And so we provided some insights or approaches what we have taken, because in our presentation we shared also some video demos that people can really understand what is happening in the background and how you can potentially use that in the near future within FM or Airstab.
Wow, cool, pretty impressive. So there was indeed a huge interest into these solutions, and I'm also pretty curious in which direction it will go in the long-term future. So let's come back to you. When you think back to the conference, what was your personal highlight during the event?
Yeah, from my side, as Michael said, the presentations from our group was pretty interesting, because I think they really value their R&D department, so it's a good thing for them. One of the interesting things is that you reduce the calculation time for CFD simulations, because as you know, if you go with the high scale in the CFD simulations, maybe it can take hours or days. Yeah, but some machine learning algorithm implementations can suggest to reduce the iterations, and that was one of the most impressive things in my eyes for machine learning algorithms. For using large language models, I would also say one of the keynote speakers from Autodesk, I'm sorry, I forgot the name, Adam Geyer. Yeah, Adam Geyer. They developed a workout for creating a layout with building units and the green areas. So with a LLM implementation, you can talk with your model and optimize the ratio between the building units and the green areas. That two topics were interesting for me.
Yeah, I agree. So for me, also one of the highlights was this talk by Adam, because he gave some insight on the technical implementation, how they did it. Pretty interestingly, they did not use the latest GPT models, but an older one for that task of, I would maybe call it also performance-driven design using language models. Yeah, it was interesting, very interesting, because we are at the moment are also looking into this text-to-model thing. So far, we followed a bit a different approach, but saw some similarities, like you don't need the biggest, you know, language model to do the job because of several technical reasons. That's the case. But it was really nice that we could listen to his keynote, but afterwards we also had the time to directly chat with him about specific questions we had in addition. Yeah, and I mean, another highlight for me was really talking to the industry partners about the interfaces, about their needs, making these connections, because I think that was one of the key things why I drove there, give the presentation, but also meet and connect to people who are willing to look into that problems in order to get former or new collaborations together.
Pretty cool. So I can imagine that you gathered a lot of new information during this conference. And so what also would be for me interesting, next to that, what you have presented, and also what is about the whole, let's say, planning of buildings, have you also explored other trends in the construction industry concerning the artificial intelligence? Maybe, Michael, you could start.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's really not my field of work, but what for me the impression was is that people think about AI enabling kinds of smart buildings, in the sense of I can give feedback via different interfaces like a smartwatch or the mobile phone to a home, and then steer it using some kind of machine or deep learning algorithm. So there were several, I think, talks and discussions around that topics, how to use AI to achieve smart buildings. I mean, as a software vendor, Global in the end is responsible that these buildings are still structurally feasible and reliable. But I think that kind of AI trend is beyond what we are looking at. But still, I think it makes our lives comfortable or more comfortable in the future. So that was interesting. Another obvious topic, I think, is the stress on sustainability and optimization via computational design. A lot of topics still deal with that things. Yeah, now people are looking into newer or most state-of-the-art algorithms like language models to achieve this optimization and being more sustainable. That's a trend. I think Global, we are also hitting in that directions with our different optimization and generative design tools, but there is other people in the market looking into that, but also requesting solutions for that.
I think that industry trend at the moment is mostly, as I said, reduce the computational time and dealing with huge data. So from this keynote speaker, Carolina from Trimble, she explained that they are using this artificial intelligence to deal with point clouds, because they have some hardwares, as you know, to scan the buildings, the old historical buildings and so on. But data size of these point clouds are so huge, it's a bit hard to deal with. And that's why they're implementing some AI solutions to get the data and process it. And as I said, the reduce the time of the computational time for CFD solutions, this is the trend now. At the moment, there is no such a thing as generative design for built environment, I would say. Sometimes you see on the social media that people give some prompts, say, create me this floor plan, but with DALL-E or Midjourney, I don't know. But at the moment, it's not applicable to real world. But since the topic is AI, I don't want to say big words against AI because it can be possible so soon. But as I said, at the moment, it's just for handling big data and reduce calculation time.
Wow, pretty cool. So a lot of content about artificial intelligence in the whole field of the construction industry, beginning from the planning of buildings to also the execution of buildings and also afterwards. Yeah. So everything what has also to do with smart buildings. So pretty interesting. And therefore, Dogokan and Michael, thank you very much that you were my guest into my podcast and gave our audience a very nice overview about this beautiful event in Helsinki. So to finalize our meeting, I ask every guest, and you're also my guest, their favorite buildings. Yeah, so at least, oh, you have one favorite building, and therefore I want also to know from you, what is your favorite building and why? Dogokan, you start.
Yeah, okay. So my favorite building is changing time to time when I visit new places, I would say, but at the moment, I would say the Central Istanbul Contemporary Arts Museum, because it was an old and abundant power plant in Istanbul. It was not, it's from, I think, the early 20th century. But now they renovated it and put this metal mesh over the concrete core, which is very cool in my eyes. And I always find inspirational when they renovate an abandoned building to give a new soul to this building. It's a real, real cool building, I would say.
Great. Michael, and you?
Cool. yeah, so I think last time I said that my favorite building was the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. It is still under the top three. But as Dogokan said, visiting new places, I would today pick the Kamppi Chapel in Helsinki. That is that timber made chapel like in the central midtown, and I think it's just a very nice architectural shape within this historical site, this Kamppi Square. And I think the architects, they really achieved that you have this double curved, very sharp curvature, and still be able to make that out of timber, out of wood. And yeah, we have been there, Dogu and me, before we flew home. And for me, it was really nice to be there. Get in that mood, get that spirit of silence in there, and be just impressed by the architecture. So to say, Golden Gate Bridge is a bridge. It's impressive by size and dimension. Over the past couple of months, I was impressed by the Kamppi Chapel due to its beautiful, aesthetics and having this contrast, being a very quiet place within the city. Yeah, so this time I would pick it. Thanks.
Okay, perfect. So guys, I want to say thank you very much for your time. It was a pleasure to have you in this meeting. And I'm really proud and also happy that you are part of Global and that you work in Team K for the future innovations and future solutions here at Global for our customers and also for other users. Therefore, also, I wish you great success. And in this case, I wish also the audience a lot of fun with the podcast episode and looking forward to be part of the next time. Therefore, have a great day and goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.